Welcome to the Meditation Podcast, a series produced by Headspace and part of the Guardian Start Happy campaign. Part 4, Mindfulness for Commuting.
So today we're going to look at transport and how you can bring a sense of mindfulness and even meditation to your daily commute. And it really is amazing the difference this can make, how much less stressful the commute feels and how much fresher you can turn up either at work or at home at the end of the day. Now, regardless of whether you commute by car, train or bus, there's always the opportunity to sort of apply this. Now, if you drive, you probably already do this to some extent. If you think about as you're driving along, and please don't close your eyes or focus on your breath or anything like that, but if you think about when you're driving, most of the time you will be present and aware of what you're doing, where you are, and what's going on around you. But every now and then you might have experienced that sensation where you suddenly sort of wake up from a period of thought and you realize that you've driven for the last mile, 2 miles, perhaps even longer, and you haven't really been present, you haven't really been aware. So that's what it means to be distracted. Yeah. Whereas most of the time when you're driving, you will be quite present. So as much as possible, if you are driving when you're listening to this, it's about focusing on the physical sensations, the weight of the body pressing against the seat beneath you in just the same way as when you do your meditation at home. Focusing on the hands holding the steering wheel, the feet against the pedals. And at the same time, keeping a very strong sense of focus on everything that's happening around you. But if you're travelling on public transport, whether that's on a train, on the tube, or on the bus, it requires a slightly different approach. So as you get on to the transport, whatever it is, for most people, there's some kind of form of resistance there. Apart from anything else, we're putting ourselves into what is normally a very small space with a lot of other people. So it's not such a comfortable or pleasant environment. And in fact, it's tempting at times to even see those other people as some kind of inconvenience. You know, when you're rushing to work, it's almost as though they're kind of getting in your way somehow. I think it's useful to remember that they're probably thinking exactly the same about you, you know. So we share the space around us, you know. And if you commute to work or from work with that in mind, then already it's going to be a more comfortable experience for you. Just recognizing that actually it's a little bit uncomfortable and inconvenient for everyone and not just you. So even having that kind of attitude changes the experience a little bit. But as you get onto the transport, if you're lucky enough to find a seat, then great, we'll work with that in a minute. But let's say that you have to stand. It might be a long journey, and you might already be anticipating a very uncomfortable journey because you haven't found a seat. But just take a moment. You don't have to close your eyes, you can keep your eyes open. Just take a moment to notice the sensation of the soles of your feet on the floor. If the transport's moving, you may well feel some vibration. If it's moving, you might even feel the sensation move from the heel to the toe, to the inside, to the outside of the foot, as you balance your body as the transport moves. Just stay with that sensation just for another 10 seconds or so. Even if there's lots going on around you, lots of movement, lots of noise, just holding your attention on that sensation of the soles of the feet against the floor. If you find it easier, then you can close your eyes, of course. But what some people like to do is to sort of choose a point in front of them. Maybe it's a mark on the window, or a piece of rubbish on the floor even, but just something that you can focus on. Now, having noticed that feeling, notice how the rest of the body is feeling. So how you're holding the body. Very often after a long day at work, or even on the way to work sometimes, kind of we can be holding the body with a bit of tension. So without trying to relax the body and without trying to change the posture, just scan down through the body, noticing how the different parts of the body are feeling, where you might be holding perhaps a little bit of tension, noticing which parts of the body might feel very relaxed, even if it's just the smaller parts of the body, the fingers, the toes, the ears. Pretty much always there will be at least one place in the body where it feels quite relaxed, and yet instinctively we go to that place of tension. So just take 10 or 20 seconds to scan down through the body and just notice where those different places are, both of comfort and discomfort. Okay, as you're doing this, invariably the mind will wander off at times. It's no problem, but as soon as you realize it's wandered off, just come back again to those physical sensations in the body. If you're finding it really hard to hold the attention, then you can just come back to that sensation of the feet against the floor. But just building up a picture of how the body feels right now. And as you stand there or sit there, you can just slowly begin to notice that movement of breath in the body, that rising and falling sensation. Doesn't matter how much noise or activity is going on around you, that breath, that movement will always be there. So just take a moment to notice where in the body you feel that movement most clearly, in just the same way as you do when you're at home doing your meditation. Is it in the stomach, the chest, the shoulders? Again, take a few seconds to notice where the breath is. So as well as noticing where in the body you feel that movement, notice the rhythm of breathing as well. Are the breaths fast or are they short? Are they deep or are they shallow? Just take a moment or two to notice what the rhythm of breath is like right now. Again, of course, thoughts will come into the mind. Of course, there'll be noise and movement around you. That's fine. Your only job is just to notice that breath. Now, you might be quite comfortable just continuing in that way if it's a very short journey. If it's a longer journey and you're sitting down, then you could even begin the mindfulness of breathing section that you do at home. So actually counting the breaths as they pass. Each time the mind wanders off, just gently bringing the attention back to the breath and picking up the counting. But if it is just a short journey, then it can be really, really nice just to come back to the breath when it feels as though it's getting a bit too much. You may even start to feel a little claustrophobic in some situations. By coming back to the breath, it can just lend a sense of spaciousness and calm to what can sometimes otherwise be a very uncomfortable environment. So hopefully you found that useful today, and hopefully you'll continue to use it as over the days to come. But if you would like any more information at all, either on mindfulness, meditation, in relation to transport or anything else, don't forget to check out the website at getsomeheadspace.com.